Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, after our worship, we will be gathering for our annual meeting of parishioners. So it's a perfect day to be reflecting on our second lesson today. The church is the body of Christ. It's a mystical concept. St. Teresa of Avila explains it this way: Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks with compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks with compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. It speaks of our vocation in the world. The Wednesday night study group is working through an overview of the Bible called The Call of the Image Bearers. Now, in the creation story, we are told that humanity is created in the image of God, and that becomes our vocation in the world, to show the face of God to the world. Teresa's poem pushes the metaphor farther in calling us to see the world through the eyes of Christ, to walk as Jesus would walk on the earth, doing good. As the body of Christ, we have a particular calling from God as we live in this world. But this text from Corinthians points to more of the dynamics of what it means to live together as the body of Christ. The first reminder is baptism. That it is in baptism that we are joined to Christ. But in baptism, we are also joined to each other, no matter who we are. There is a fundamental unity and equality in the body of Christ. It is the same Spirit that inspires, leads, guides, and motivates us all. Now, we live in a world that teaches us to compare ourselves to others. Jesus and Paul in this text say exactly the opposite. Using the image of a body, we are told that it doesn't matter whether you are a hand or a foot, an eye or an ear, each part is important and valuable. In the church, every member is valued, no matter what their role is in our life together. If you've been listening to the news this week, you have heard over and over again Donald Trump saying to Canada, "We have no need of you. We don't need anything that you have." Well, I don't think he's accurate in that. But Paul tells us that within the body of Christ, we cannot say to anyone, "We have no need of you." And we are called to have the same care for each individual and to celebrate how God has gifted us through each individual. Our culture has become extremely individualistic. We focus on personal achievement and status. This text reminds us that as a community, we are connected to each other. And that if someone is honored, we should celebrate. And that if one member suffers, we are all called to suffer alongside that individual. I've seen that in action here at St. George's in the past few months. People have experienced personal illness and family illness. Some families have experienced the death of people close to them. There have been hospitalizations and people struggling through long recovery. As a community, we have shared our love and prayers. And I know from the comments that people make that we have felt some pain in our own hearts for those that we care about. And according to St. Paul, that is exactly as it should be. If one member suffers, we all suffer alongside. The other community dynamic Paul talks about is what have been called ministry gifts. He lists the roles of apostles and prophets, teachers, gifts of healing and leadership. And if he was writing to the community of St. George's, he might have added acolytes and Eucharistic ministers, altar guild and ACW, prayer ministers and leaders of Sunday school and youth, music ministry, and all the other various ministries that are reflected in our bulletin of reports. For a relatively small congregation, we have a lot of people involved in a lot of different ways. And if you are not currently involved in any ministry, maybe today is the day to reflect on how God has gifted you and how that gift might contribute to the functioning of St. George's as an expression of the body of Christ. Now, sometimes we are tempted, as we observe someone else's giftedness, to envy their gifts and to disparage our own. This text tells us that rather we are to celebrate the gifts of others around us. And if we are tempted to suggest that we have no gifts, and believe it or not, I have actually had people say that to me, I would beg to differ. It is simply not true. The Spirit gifts each as the Spirit wills. Each means there are no exceptions. Sometimes it's harder to recognize and celebrate our own gifts, but that is what we are called to as well. And then to offer those gifts in service of the body of Christ. Paul does say at the end of this text that we are to strive for the greater gifts. But he didn't mean what we are tempted to think that he meant. We probably all have our own ideas of what is a better gift. You know, it's the one that we don't have that we wish that we did. But the greater gift that Paul is talking about is love. No matter what gift we have, Paul's emphasis is that we exercise that gift out of love. Love is the heart of our life together as the body of Christ. And love is the most important thing that we can share in our world as we live out that knowledge that we are called to bear God's image in the world. Today, as we reflect on our life together as the body of Christ, we celebrate the love of God, and we celebrate all the ways in which God's love is shared within this community and beyond. In his letter to the Philippians, Paul addresses people with whom he shared a special bond. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. I see that partnership lived out here at St. George's, and I have as much confidence that God will complete whatever work God has for St. George's. So today, we give thanks to God for the sense of partnership that exists in this congregation as we seek to live as the body of Christ together. Amen.